Boys, we still got Nick here.
Yo.
We're doing Steak and Eggs Overcooked episode. I think we're actually at 22. Want to say thanks for supporting the podcast. And we got some questions for y'all that we're going to go ahead and answer.
Should we do this first?
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I didn't bring this like for content.
So
but
Emmy
like,
poisoned this before
content.
She came in the building and she wanted me to drink it.
Yeah, I wanted all of them to try. Well, I was like, whoever wants to try it can
I feel like
try
it's
it.
Like a streamer mental illness that trying anything new has to be content.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Well, these are Dr. Pepper, strawberries, and cream. I've been drinking these every day. I just think they're really good.
It says zero sugar.
Yeah.
You're not
I'm not drinking
like
it because it's zero sugar. It's just, I just like how they taste and it's like a bonus that it won't rot my teeth, you know? Yep.
You won't like it. You're going to say it's gross because it's zero sugar.
Oh, well, he went for round two.
Tastes like shit.
Many years ago.
Okay, yeah. Where are we going?
There was a flavor of Sprite called Sprite Remix.
Loved
Nick,
it.
You remember this, right?
Yeah.
Do I?
It was fucking delicious. This smells like Sprite Remix. However, it does not taste like it exactly.
I love
if it
this.
Didn't have zero sugar.
They probably have a normal version of it.
That smells really fucking good.
I love this. I'm not even a soda drinker. I usually do not care for soda at all. I drink water.
That's really fucking nice.
Right?
I would drink that. Every fucking day.
That's what I've been doing.
That is good as fuck. Okay, I'll get this.
You want to try, Nick? Yeah, I brought it here cold, but it's been sitting out.
It smells like strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
Is that what it tastes like?
It's zero sugar. It won't fuck up your new diet.
Damn.
That's nice, right?
It's good, huh?
Yeah, that is good. What the heck?
I love these.
I don't even like Dr. Pepper, but I might have to give me some of those. Keep it real.
It's good, right? Yeah, I don't really drink soda.
It was a lot
either.
Better than I had expected.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm going to keep it 100%. We have about 1,000 questions.
Just pick the best
ones. Start with
one. We should just save these three.
Okay, next week.
Run this shit the fuck down.
After.
Okay. What is the best purchase you've made underneath $100?
I can go first so we can think because I already know the answer. I use those, what are they called? Like the racing chairs, like the gamer chairs.
Right.
That's not the best purchase because first of all, they're usually over 100. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But I don't use it as much anymore. But there are these pillows you can buy off Amazon to put on the armrest things.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking rock
they're
hard.
So
the
hard.
Elbow pads, they hurt so bad. You can buy these little pillows for like $20. It changed my fucking life when I played games all day.
Just like every video game ads has paid for the past year.
What?
They changed your life.
Oh yeah.
This game changed my life.
I'm trying to think about what have I bought for under $100. There was
everything.
One time that I bought an airsoft gun that I gave to a guy to bribe him not to take me to the police because all my other friends were getting arrested because we were trespassing in a junkyard and destroying property. So maybe it could have been that. That was $30.
Okay.
$30 airsoft
Nick?
Gun.
Honestly, this is I buy this all the time. It's under $100. It's the KY jelly lubricant, water based, because if she's not turned on, it doesn't matter.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought you were talking about for like a bike.
You know what I learned? I learned this today.
Yeah.
If you are jerking off without lubricant, without moisturizer, you are training your body to be incompatible with female sex.
Well, that already happened.
Yep. And so I learned that it's called death gripping.
That's not good for me, and I always do that.
So you always dry dick?
Yeah, but it, yeah.
Yeah, you should use moisturizer every time.
I don't want to say this now, but.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a dry dicker, man. I need to start lubricating, man.
Me too.
Yeah, I didn't know this. You taught me, Dr.
But
K.
It just takes too much effort.
It does. It does.
That's a lot of work. I'm not going to fuck around with that. That's too much. It's disgusting. Yeah. It's gross. I don't want to have I hate getting my hands dirty. Like, it sounds crazy because everybody thinks I'm so dirty. My hands are never dirty.
Well, where are you getting it dirty from?
Touching shit.
Because your dick's clean.
Well, I mean, like, maybe it's something else, right?
Oh, okay.
I mean, it could be a bunch of different things.
I'll be real. I cannot think of a single life-changing purchase I made under the $100. If I had to name anything, probably, dude, no, I know what it is. These little these little churro tubes I feed my cat.
Yeah.
Makes him freak the fuck out every time. Uh-huh. And I taught him how to like fetch, yeah, sit. So that's how I taught him tricks and all that
shit. You should try some good
underwear. My underwear, great.
Yeah, like there's, I have like $45 underwear and it changed my life.
I never realized how edgy this was. Yeah. This is a fucking tombstone and there's a skull at the end of this.
Yep.
Oh my God.
And there's a bone of an elk locked into the hilt on both sides. That was killed with the springwood tree that was carved.
You would have loved that booth. They just kept handing us fucking knives.
You
would have loved it, man.
I'm telling you, Asmund, next Ren Fair, you have to go.
Oh God.
You would love it.
Oh, you guys went to the Ren Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
I'm going to see if I can cut this in half.
You wouldn't have gone, would you?
If you really wanted me to go, I would have been there.
Would you actually go to things if I invited you to them?
If you really wanted me to go, I would be there.
Well, I always want you there.
Well, next year we should go.
Holy fuck, that scared the shit out of me.
It's not that sharp.
I could cut it. You just cut it wrong.
Well, I don't want to mess anything up.
Okay, well, yeah. If you were to give it a good swing, you would slice right through that shit.
Sure.
Okay, but yeah, here you go. Just put it against the blade. Give me that then.
Someone's going to get hurt.
Yeah, it's not going to be bad.
Sharp
as fuck.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Wait, fuck, was that the gun I was reading? No, okay, good. Okay, it isn't. Anyways, yeah. What would you want to survive nuclear war? And if you did, would you? By the way, everybody should watch Fallout on Netflix. That shit is awesome.
Well, I mean, like, if you survive the nuclear war and then you come out and you get radiation poisoning and your insides are slowly microwaved for 60 days until you die an agonizing death, yeah, I feel like I better just get hit by the bomb.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be better.
Same.
I mean, because there'd be no, everybody else would be dead. I mean, like, what do you want to do?
You know who wouldn't be dead? Brit.
Like, well, the internet wouldn't be on and you couldn't, yeah, what would you do?
I feel like people who are dead are winning.
Really?
Because I feel like the whole concept of life is hard. And so if you've died or if you haven't been born yet, you're winning. And like humanity's kind of like a prank on, lol, now you have to do shit, dumbass.
Yeah.
Or when you can just chill, not worry about anything all day.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I've had a very huge perspective change on death. And
yeah.
I don't think I'm afraid of it anymore. Do I want to rush to it? Not particularly.
Okay.
But I think I'll be happy when it comes.
I'll be happy too.
When my death comes?
I'm kidding.
Kinda. What's something each of you wish you did better on stream and or off stream?
I think I should say less on stream.
Do both. Do on stream and off stream. Something you want to do better on and off stream.
I need to say like less on stream.
Yeah, I have
that. I have a big filler word thing with like.
I have a lot of filler words.
True.
let's see. Off stream. Something I wish I did more of?
Yeah.
Geez, I don't know. I feel like, I mean, if I want to do something, I just go do it.
You think there's anything that you could be better at?
Better at?
Yeah.
Like what?
Anything you want to improve. Any skill. Swordsman. Exercise.
Well, I just go grooming. Exercise.
Well, like your hair.
Yeah, I mean, but like growing hair isn't really a skill. I wish it was.
Taking care of your hair.
It doesn't matter.
The billionaires got their hair back somehow.
Where's Jeff Bezos? He's bald.
Yeah, because he looks better bald.
That's kind of true. Yeah.
He looks like Mr. Clean.
Uh-huh.
I think for me, for on stream, I have this horrible tendency of getting way too angry at something that no one else on planet Earth is angry about. And I sometimes wish I could just fucking loosen the grip a little bit and just relax a little bit. But I get heated as fuck. Like I was watching a Mr. Beast video this morning. It was this one. It was ages 1 through 100. Have you seen this one yet?
Mm-mm.
Age of 1 through 100. Everybody's put in a fucking cage. Last one to leave wins $250,000.
Is the first one to leave die?
Yeah,
the first one to leave the fucking baby because it shit itself?
Yeah, it was a 1 year baby. The 100-year-old made it a very long time. But I was like losing my fucking mind because one of the things that makes me angry that I don't really think should make you angry, maybe it's reasonable, I don't fucking know. I really don't like when people go onto a competitive reality show And then they start waving around morals and ethics about why they didn't do this or why they didn't do that when it's like you're at a fucking competition. I feel like morals should go out of the window when you're all competing to win $250,000 fucking dollars. That's why when people go to the Olympics, they're like, oh, well, I really wanted to win the gold medal, but I feel like this guy deserves it more than me, so I just let him and didn't even try. I feel like it's bullshit. Like there was these people just letting other people win because they think they could use the money better than they could. Who cares?
That's sad.
Maybe there's an excuse just to quit though.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, most of the time, probably.
They were out. They couldn't stay any longer, so they had to give up.
Yeah, yeah. And then, what would I do better off stream? Oh my god! I wish I would just stop looking at so much damn porn. To be honest, I think I'm gonna do no porn, no masturbation for like 3 months. I think I want to go full monk.
I bet by the end of that, you'll remember what year World War II started.
I agree. I think I'm done with porn, man. I want to be done with it. It was fucking Texas banning porn. Pornhub. And I'm just like, you know what? Because you want to know why? It actually affected me.
It was a sign from like Jesus?
Was. No, it affected me. And I'm like, wow. Me not being able to click this Pornhub link affected me a little bit too mentally. I feel like a weak,
pathetic
man.
Is this going to bring us to our sponsor of NordVPN?
You can do that, huh? I'm not going to do that though. But I think I want to cleanse. I think I want a full detox.
Okay.
What can I do better off stream?
Yeah, and on stream.
I think I'm pretty much perfect. Off stream, I need to be nicer to Milena.
Ooh.
What do you do wrong to her?
I could be nicer, could spend more time with her.
Do you have fun doing stuff together off stream?
Yes, she's great.
What do you do?
Just shit talk everyone in OTK.
That's cool.
Except for you. We talk a lot about Zach.
What do
y'all say about me?
That you're just the meanest person ever and she hates you. I'm just kidding.
True.
No, but what do you actually do? What do you actually do?
What?
Like what's like a date?
Oh, we go to the mall.
That's nice.
Which one?
The Domain.
I love the
Domain. We get food there. We got some bracelets there last time. I got bracelets.
Nice. Yeah. You get matching bracelets?
No, I bought two for myself.
Oh, nice. That's cute. Yeah. You're taking to Lush?
We've been to Lush with the bath bombs.
Do you do bath bombs together?
Nope. She used to do them by herself and I would watch.
That's sweet.
Cute.
Yeah, but no, be nicer to Milena. She deserves the world.
Do you guys, when you poop,
nope.
You don't keep each other company?
Hell no.
Okay.
Milena poops like a dude, so we let that one
Yeah.
Because she's 6'1", dude. It's coming out hot.
I don't think she's 6'1". I'm pretty sure that's so fucking gross. That is like this guy.
It's not little cute poops.
It's so gross.
All right, Demi, what do you think you do better on stream?
Say like less. Yeah. And then it would be really nice to be good at FPS games.
Okay, so like that's so not going to happen though, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've thought about it like, it'd be nice to like practice FPS games and get good at them. And then I was like…
It's not hard.
It's just a huge time commitment.
Plug in a controller.
Just huge time commitment.
I've been playing PUBG lately.
Yeah.
And I thought I was really fucking good. Because I dropped like 17 frags, 18 frags.
And then you were cued into bots. And then you did a real match. And then like you got killed.
I died first, Asmund.
Yeah.
I got number 99. You though, dying first.
I got obliterated. But no, but it was like embarrassing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like it was a long duel. Bro just kept on beaming me. I couldn't even fucking hit the motherfucker, bro.
You'd be surprised how people cheat these days in games, by the way.
Yeah, that's very true.
PUBG, there's a lot of cheaters.
Probably like 30% of people.
Ooh, this is a really fun one. Let's all be real. Let's be truthful here. Okay.
Yes, real.
Uh-oh.
I would like us all to be honest for this.
Are you looking at me? Okay. What about Emmy?
Emmy doesn't lie. Let's all tell the truth.
Zach.
For being called millionaires all the time, what are your spending habits usually like? Are you the type to be frugal and not really buy anything in general? Or do you tend to splurge once in a while? I saw that Emmy had a Steam Deck OLED next to her in one of the past episodes, which in my opinion is a wise purchase that isn't too expensive. Emmy.
Oh, you want me to start?
Yeah. How are your spending habits? Here's a question. What percent of your income do you think you're spending? And then what percent of your income do you think you're spending wisely or irresponsibly?
What percent of my income am I spending? Probably like 15 to 20%.
And how much of that do you think is bullshit?
Very little. Because, I mean, I do buy things I don't need. I buy new clothes a lot. I buy stuff for stream. I buy, like, stupid shit. But, I mean, it's stuff that I enjoy. I never regret buying anything.
I think saying that buying clothes is stupid is wild, man. I feel like that's, like, very necessary thing.
I mean, I buy a lot of clothes and wear it, like, twice and then donate it.
I think that's fine.
Personally. Yeah, but it's like super unnecessary.
If you're sure, what about you, Esmond?
I probably spend less than 1% of what I make. And I don't really spend any money for any reason unless it's eating food. Unless it's something that's like related to my job. That's it.
Do you think that's irresponsible?
What?
Like, do you think spending that little is... Okay, because you could spend 2% of the money you make.
And then what would it do?
Completely change your quality of life.
How could that possibly happen?
Okay, invest in a good mattress.
I have slept on this bed for 25 years.
Yep, and I feel like that bed has got to be fucking gross.
I don't know about that. I feel like it's nice. I like the bed.
Get some maids, clean the house, right? Upgrade your showers to where showering is easier.
Why? Well, how could it make showering easier?
Because if you buy a certain shower head, you can turn a 6-minute shower into a 30-second shower.
How?
There's these waterfall shower heads that just pump out way more water way faster.
Aren't those illegal?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and so like legit, like I'm getting a waterhead shower because I spend way too long because I'm a big guy and I just want it to fucking be done with. So waterhead, get me fucking soaked in seconds.
Yeah.
Like I do your mom. And
that's not really... that's not why it would take me a long time to do a shower.
Well, then, yeah, but then eventually it could also, with a higher water pressure, it can get the scales off your body.
It won't work.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried that.
Yeah. I'm also still waiting for you to get a new house.
Really?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I don't know about that.
Because your car's already a huge step.
Yeah?
Yeah, that made me happy as fuck seeing that shit, because that shit was nice. God. You didn't go out and get some piece of shit.
Can we go for a ride in it?
Oh, man, maybe sometime, yeah.
That's a no. Some piece of shit rat car.
Yeah, I'll be down for that.
You got a good fucking car. Yeah. That was dope.
For sure.
I was so glad. I thought I was going to go out there and see some fucking piece of trash. What about you, Nick?
So I'm probably 15 to 20% too. Because I invest a lot in tech.
Oh, if you want to talk about investing money, I spend 100% of my money. All of my money is invested.
Yeah.
Oh, he means like buying expensive equipment. Yeah, I mean like buying stuff. Like for sure.
Oh, I thought you meant stocks.
Yeah.
No, I invest in like the cameras that I buy, the backpacks that I buy, the batteries.
I buy equipment pretty often too.
I don't really have expensive tastes, but like if I want something, I just go buy it.
Yeah. And that's totally fair. What's something that you think that you bought recently that was a total fucking waste of money?
This?
I think this is awesome.
How much was it?
$5,000.
That's a lot.
I got two of them.
What?
Why is it? Why is it so much?
It's black diamonds.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
What the fuck? See, the problem with that is now I can respect that bracelet. I had no fucking idea that was black diamonds.
Yeah.
And that's the danger of black diamonds.
Yep. That's cool.
Cool stuff,
though. Even like diamonds, like it's hard to tell. It's not just like some crystal.
I'm also going to get a Rolex. I'm getting a Submariner as well.
Oh my God. How much are those?
$10,000. Okay.
I was looking at Rolexes. I have not found one that I've liked so far from me. Can I see which one you're looking at or no?
Yeah, why would Submariner. You buy that?
Why?
Yeah, because you have a phone. It tells you what time it is.
Oh, I can't even read the watch. I can only read the digital.
What color?
But why would you get it then?
Why?
Does it look cool?
So when I go to the bottle service, I'm cooler.
Okay.
I mean, so for me, how much money do I spend? Currently? Oh, fucking all of it.
Yeah?
I blow that shit immediately. Put all that into a house and the rest I have invested. Anything I want, I just go out and get. And when I fall off, I'm dead.
Okay. That's not too bad.
I love that life.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
So that makes you want to wake up and stream because you have to.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Like you could probably stop now and not change a goddamn thing the rest of your life.
That's been the case for a while.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's cozy, isn't it?
But the good news is, let's say that I continue this for 2-3 years, I'm set forever. Because I have invested in a house that has every single amenity that I ever need ever.
Okay.
And I'm going to live a life where my sleep will be perfect, my cleanliness will be perfect, and everything will be automated to where my life is, I could be fully paralyzed and everything will be taken care of me. I'm genuinely considering buying a seat to bring me up my stairs.
Oh my.
Fucking dope.
That's sad.
Nope.
That's bad,
it's
man.
It's awesome.
Oh my
because,
God.
Because it's, sometimes it's safer.
It's going to be slower, though.
It doesn't matter. As long as I get up. You got to understand, for me, like getting up and down the stairs, it ain't what it used to be. Us tall folk, our joints hurt.
You got to stay active, though.
I'm going to stay
things
active.
Things like that, you know, they add up. It helps.
No, I'm just saying, like, at night, I don't want to risk it. Just take the chair down.
God damn.
I've fallen down my stairs before.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not a good feeling.
Well, I've fallen downstairs too.
And see, look at that. You would have benefited from the chair, wouldn't you have?
No.
But you wouldn't have fallen. Anyways, yeah, my house is dope. But my money's well invested. I don't actually spend 100%. I spend like 25%, 30%. It's not that big of a deal for now. Unless I fall off right now, then I'm super fucked.
Okay.
But I just won't.
Yeah.
Plus AFK Journey's been sponsoring so much, it's fucking ridiculous. Here's a great one for you, Nick. And yep. I feel like this one's targeted. Because this is you.
It can't be, though. They didn't know he was going to be here.
Well, they knew. Be honest.
They mm-hmm. sensed it.
Be honest, Nicholas Pollum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck.
How often do you search yourself up on Twitter, TikTok, etc., Reddit? Don't lie.
Do I put my name in the search bar?
Yeah.
Zero. God, hand to God. Hand on my mother.
Okay, but how often do you look into something because you think you'll be there?
Not any more than I normally would. I go to LSF.
Yep. That's you looking yourself up.
No, I just check all the top posts. I go to GTRP Reddit because I want to know what's going on there. I go to Twitter, you know. There's so many comments about me out there that I didn't even know happened. Like a couple days ago, there was a post about Destiny reacting to Caroline, right?
I saw that.
It was on Reddit, right?
Yeah.
It was there for a couple days. I never clicked it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. It was all about me.
That sucks.
Because Caroline was talking about me. It was more about her, right? But like, I was a part of the thread. Yeah. And it was like 700 comments. They're like, if Nick's being the reasonable one in the room, you know. But like, I don't really go searching for it, no. I truly don't.
You sure you don't care what people say about you online?
Well, I'm interested.
Yeah.
Now, because when I say I don't care, it will never change my mood or affect what I'm doing. And I'll never change what I'm doing depending on what someone says. So that's what I mean, I don't care. But am I interested in what they're saying? Sure, because every human being is interested.
You do seem a little bit emotionally charged about the subject, though.
Oh, was I?
Yeah, a little bit emotionally charged. Like, you have a lot of resentment.
He's just hanging you all.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Dick tone.
Dick tone.
What about you, Emmy? How often do you look yourself up?
Currently, and like for the past, like, I want to say like 4 years, like pretty much never. Like, yeah. I think this was like 7 years ago. There was another female streamer that was a lot more popular than me.
Who?
I don't say who. Okay. But they contacted me on Twitter and they're like, hey, don't know if you already know about this, but there's this board that talks about me and you and all these other female streamers, and I just wanted to like know like.
Can I guess what board it is?
I mean, guess.
Just don't bring it up.
Never mind. Even if you,
ask me after.
Okay, sure.
There's actually like four, so yeah. Like it's probably one of them.
Sure.
But they're like, hey, like just if you know if it's bothering you and you want to talk about it, just let me know. But yeah. The thing is, before they messaged me, I didn't even know it existed. But like when I knew about it, then yeah, I went to look, and then like at a certain point. Like, there was, like, a phase where, like, I would, like, every, like, week or so be like, I wonder if they're still, like, saying things. But I read so many fucked up things about, like, myself or, like, people that were my friends that at a certain point I was like, I just don't enjoy this. Like, I just don't. Like, and now, like, I don't really. I can kind of, like, guess what people are saying about me. But, yeah, I don't look. Like, sometimes people, tell me something like, oh, I saw this. I might be curious and go look.
The weirdest shit with you that I don't get with any other streamer. No other stream has this effect on my community or the people in my comments.
On your community?
Yes. They'll leave comments being like, yo, I bet you hung out with Emmy there, didn't you?
I
see that underneath many people's
posts. That happens
posts.
To like almost everyone that I like, that people yep. know that I interact with.
Yep.
It's because they're fishing for what I was doing to try to map out what happened during my day.
Yep. That is weird as
why
fuck.
Why do they care?
I don't know.
Because they're losers.
Now,
it's simple.
True.
Yeah.
I will say
that is wild.
It's just losers.
Yeah.
Get a life.
Well, they can't.
Why? Well, what's stopping them?
Emmy.
She's
the problem. Ruining their life.
Now, for me, I will be full transparency. Twitter, 6 times a day. YouTube, 8 times a day.
Well, you kind of feed off of it, don't you?
Reddit?
Yeah.
Zero. I have not checked a Reddit in over 3 months. That was the best decision. That's the only platform where I'm just like.
I hate to say it, but Reddit's become the reasonable one these days.
Not for me. For me, it's pretty rough.
To be fair, they actually have your back now, so.
I haven't seen it.
Well, I have. They have your back.
That's.
Well, he's looking in like these like niche anime communities. Yeah. Like Arknights.
Well, the ones
shit,
that are
so.
That are like, you know, the one that I stick on.
Yeah. Okay.
They see the true you now, buddy.
It's been a while.
They're like, I can't believe he, dude, he took all that hate and didn't say anything.
I can't even like look at LSF. Because like, I used to look sometimes at LSF, like not for me specifically, like, just in general. If it like popped up, I would like read if it was like people I knew. The final fucking straw for me was it was a thread about Russell where he did literally nothing and the whole thread was just like hating on him. I was like, this is like so fucking stupid.
I do think Russell,
I just don't care anymore.
Is one of the most overhated streamers on the platform for his size.
I genuinely think that like, I mean, sure, like everyone can be annoying to viewers sometimes. Like, sure. I'm sure there's times that like he did things that were just annoying to people. Sure. But I feel like the stuff I've seen about Russell is just people that are jealous of him because they see he's like, oh, he's a small streamer. He's friends with all these big streamers. If I were in his spot, I wouldn't do this. I would just be quiet and let them. It. Like,
used to be me when I was hanging out with like Forsen and Chance back when I was smaller too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, if that were me, I would just be quiet and just let them do whatever.
In our little sphere, they project so much, and they don't even know that they're doing it.
There's losers. That's the thing. It just loses. Yeah, there's no reason to get them upset.
To be
about
fair,
it.
If we didn't have the losers, we would all have a lot less money.
Yeah. I think I do have this inability to, and you saw me at the ping pong tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I have an inability I have the inability to do things that I do not want to do. So like, for example, if I were a smart content creator, I don't think I would have left the ping pong tournament immediately after losing. The problem is when I lost, that was so fucking annoying.
You're actually annoyed.
Oh my God, that pissed me off bad.
Oh, I didn't know you were actually mad about that. Well, you played it off like it was a joke. That was really good.
That's what I'm really good at, right?
Oh, plus, my God.
I also have this other tick where when I'm really angry, I smile. So it makes people think
that
I'm
mad
angry.
Right now?
No, that's the other problem is I smile a lot.
You did get screwed though.
Absolutely.
That guy got like second.
He got first.
Oh, he won.
He won the whole thing. And I told Russell over and over and over again, I said, I have never played ping pong.
You played against me.
That's what I said. And he said, I couldn't because he wanted to face you, which I don't even think you and him faced.
No, I got destroyed by Jimmy.
Yep.
So I lost first round too.
But he put me against, I literally told him, he asked
me, best player.
1 to 10, how good are you? I put 1. I've never played ping pong.
I put 1.
Yep.
So wouldn't that be an instant match?
Yes. To me, that seems yes. But Russell was convinced, no, dude, you have to play Diddy, dude. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I got obliterated. Because I just wanted to be there and enjoy. I didn't want a peanut gallery that quick. But I was like, fuck it, bro. I'm good.
Russell did the best he can. He's not a content guru like me and Milena. I would have had the perfect bracket. It would have made it for the best content. So, hey.
Plus, I'll admit, dude, chat was pissing me off, bro.
I don't even look at chat these days.
I do constantly. There was !! Mute tech tone. Oh my God, that made me want to fucking shoot myself in the head, bro. Oh my God. It's like, I don't understand when people go to these events where it's like a drunk event where you're doing like competition shows and they get angry when you talk. It's like when I trash talked at the trash talk tournament and I got a fucking 4-page
apron. He didn't ask the question to Asin about looking himself up. And I know he does because he shows me screenshots about me too.
Wait, actually?
He sees them,
I think I get my content?
Oh yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I look people up all the time.
Yeah.
People are saying shit about me, absolutely.
Yeah, I actually don't.
Yeah, I put out a video a few hours ago. It's got over 200,000 views now. Just about
Dang.
That.
Which one?
The Honkai Star Rail one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit is so funny.
That's funny as fuck, yeah.
Which reminds me, are you going to play Persona 3?
Probably not. Maybe I will. Maybe I will, right?
Okay.
It'd be an off-stream game if I do play it.
Okay, let me know if you do. Because yeah. I told my chat I will play it before you play it. Because okay. I promised them for so long.
Okay.
And it would make me look like shit if you played it before me.
Right.
Cool. No,
I only bought the game because it was going to upset that person on Twitter. And I don't even think it would really upset them. I just thought it would be a funny joke. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Dude, P3 is... I can't wait to play it for the first time. Because P5 and P4 were so good. Final question.
Okay.
And also, Nick, thank you for being here.
Yeah, I love being here.
What normal job would each member of OTK have if they weren't a streamer?
I don't want a job. I would live off the government.
Is this like what you think you would have had realistically or what you... Oh, I was going to school to be a software engineer for a while. I don't know if I would have stayed a software engineer, but...
I would have gotten a job in the engineering industry. I would have made a lot of money and I still would be the same exact person.
Yep. I probably would have killed myself. All right. That's the episode, boys.
How about that? Damn, there it is. Yep. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. We really appreciate it. Thanks a lot for supporting the Patreon. Thank you, Nick, for being part of the show.
Yay.
Absolutely.
Thanks for inviting me.
And I think that's just about it, guys. So we'll see you in the next one.
Peace.